You know, we've been talking about the Citizens in Action workshop that comes up at the end of January for a lot of years. But until the information started showing up in my email box, I didn't realize that it was 20 years of the Citizens in Action workshop. Rosie Leffler-Kemp of the League of Women Voters joins us this morning to preview the special 20th anniversary edition of the workshop. Hey, Rosie, good morning. It's good to have you on with us this morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm excited to talk about our 20-year anniversary event.
I can't believe it. Just seems like it's been, I don't know, it sort of seems to me like it's been going on longer than that, but whatever.
This year it is Liz Olson, our state representative, Liz Olson.
Of course.
Who has been involved with this workshop over the years on our planning committee, in her work as an organizer with CHUM, and now she will be opening up our workshop as our state representative. And so we're looking forward to her sharing some history, sharing some words of inspiration for people continuing to get involved and make a difference, which is what our theme is this year, is continuing to make a difference, to really highlight both the work that we've done over the last 20 years in training. Over 3,000 people have came to this workshop in that time, Lisa.
Well, it doesn't surprise me one bit. There are so many wonderful, exciting participants. I did go one year, and the people that are attending this workshop are not only the movers and shakers, but they're people that are poised to be the movers and shakers of tomorrow. And the cool thing about this workshop is that it is a training workshop. The League of Women Voters is nonpartisan, so nobody is telling you what causes you should espouse. They're just saying, if this is important to you, here's how you can make a difference. You can try to get support and try to influence lawmakers. This is how you can accomplish things to make your community better.
And that's exactly right. We encourage people who are new to Duluth, who are new to the community, new to wanting to get involved in different ways in the community, to come to this workshop. We encourage people who are a part of our over 30 organizations that are helping to co-sponsor this workshop, various community groups, if you've been associated with them to attend. We encourage people who have already been active, and that's what's been really great, is we get just a variety of people involved, and we tailor our workshops to that. One of our workshops is called Steps for Citizen Involvement, and that's really kind of your basic to understand the many opportunities to get involved and how to get involved at the local, state, and federal level. Our second workshop that we're really excited, Lisa, that you will be a part of, is how to use the media to lobby and organize and be effective. And our own KUMD, Lisa Johnson, will be doing that workshop with Julie O'Leary, another longtime planning member and League of Women Voters member. Where another workshop is going to be on stories about collaboration and partnerships, and it'll be a panel with different organizations talking about different ways that you partner in the community to be effective on the work that you're doing. And then the other workshop that we'll be doing is hosting a voter registration event. With it being a big election year this year, one of the things the League is very well known for is registering voters. And so we want to help train and provide resources to organizations that want to host their own voter registration event. So at the front of the workshop, we have State Representative Liz Olson kicking us off. We have workshop that people can attend. And then at the end of the workshop, we do something called, that's pretty unique. It's called Coffee and Conversation with our Government Leaders. And this is an opportunity for participants to get to know more, to kind of put names and faces of our area locally elected officials. And then we're going to close with County Commissioner Beth Olson and newly elected City Councilor Renee Van Nett closing up our workshop. And so it's from 9 to 3 on Saturday, January 27th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Lots and lots going on, and a wonderful, there's plenty of time for folks to have the opportunity to network. The workshops are fascinating, but they go by kind of quickly. So you sort of sit down, you learn something, and then all of a sudden it's whoop, time to go and go to another workshop, learn something else. We will make sure that we share the link. It's a free workshop to attend, but they do want you to pre-register before you go because they want to make sure they've got enough really yummy bagels and cream cheese for everybody and snacks and coffee and that kind of thing. So, and also, don't let me forget, also partnering with us on this workshop is going to be Michelle Lee. She and I have gotten together and kind of enjoyed collaborating on kind of a workshop about working with the media. So Michelle Lee's going to be there, too, as a part of the workshop.
It's going to be
a lot of fun. So we'll get the radio and the TV view of the whole thing. And at any rate, as I mentioned, we'll get a link set up so folks can find the pre-registration information and they can look at the list of workshops. Rosie, thanks so much. It's been too gosh darn long since we've had you on the air. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much. And we look forward to folks attending registering, and go to the League of Women Voters website as well to get more information.
You betcha. Thanks, Rosie. Bye. Once again, that Citizens in Action workshop is on Saturday, January 27th.